Okay, does this market suck for most realtors? I think for most business people, most realtors right now seems to be, to me, like a tougher time. Seems like a lot of people are not showing up as much. You know, seems like a lot of people might be struggling to make the proper amount of money to be comfortable in life, or just to become more successful so you could tell everyone, like, look how many houses I sold, look how successful I am. Just always remember to be humble. Right, real estate, the market sucks for most realtors right now. Why? Well, in my opinion, I got into business in 2009 with my brother. At that time, the market also sucked, meaning most people would tell you, do not get into real estate. And the first years were really, really hard, meaning like zero houses sold. Then one house sold a condo that was $115,000. You can understand the commission on that was not much. We were actually getting paid from a person we were working for, and then what we got paid was not what we thought we were going to get paid, right? Maybe we just did not understand. And then we did one deal, then two, then four in a year, then three, then five, then eight, then 18, then 21, then we got sick of this and we progressed forward, and then we ended up getting all the way up to 99 deals, okay, a year. Now, what I can tell you is in those earlier years, we really had to work. But the last 5 or 6 years in real estate seems to me like we were all cruising. I mean, I've watched agents get into real estate and business was just flying everywhere. And it's simply not like that right now. Let's just think about that. Business was flying everywhere, and it's simply not like that right now. What happened? Well, the market changed. It's not exactly a 2009 market, right? I haven't been around since the 80s. But the market changed. The interest rates went from 3% to 7.44% as I currently speak, to the market changing, and now, baboosh. All of a sudden, every one of us, where business was flowing, is now not flowing the way that it flew. You following me? Now, if you're worried about where your next check will come from, I'm going to help you. I'm going to tell you a couple things that we did in a market where we had to work to get more business. Now, here's something I want to caution everybody on. Man, I've been in this business for 15 years and I am gunning. I'm trying my best as I know how. I'm trying to learn, study, arithmetic, back, acrobat. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm trying to do it all. You get what I'm saying? I am trying to do everything I can to be the number one realtor in the country. Crazy goal. Most of us might not get to any heights that would be so glamorous that you now own so much real estate and you've made so much money. Most of you are just going to make good money. And if you're smart with it, you can make that money multiply for you, right? So you get into real estate. Your goal should be to sell some houses, go be number one, but then save the money that you make, okay? That's number one priority in any market that you're in. Okay. You can grow in this market as well. Just realize that it takes different things in this market than the previous market, okay? It takes different things, meaning they used to say this word a lot, prospecting. And in real estate, that means you go out. That means you go out and you call people, prospecting, right? Prospecting means you go out and you call people. You go out there and you lead generate and you look for business and you look for business. You door knock, you cold call, you talk to people, you network, you do things that are proactive in your going after the business. Let me tell you a story. One time, I used to go to this bar slash restaurant, and I would go in there every time after we would go out, right? So we go to this bar. This was my spot. Now, when I went to this bar, I basically got friendly with the security at the bar, right? Working the door. And one day, the bar was about to close. Me and my friends wanted to go there, you know, before the night ended. We went in there and we weren't dressed appropriately. And the person let us in. And I said to them, hey, if you ever look for a house or you need to sell a house, give me a call. I will definitely help you because you kind of hooked me up. So the person ends up calling me 1 year later because they had my card. And then they basically called me and said, hey, are you still in real estate? I said, yes. They said, well, can you help me buy a house? So that was pretty cool. Now, what do you think would have happened if I never offered my service? So you have to be prospecting based. You go out, you look for people, you go out, you look for people. It almost turned into two pieces of business for me because later on, the person called me to go and list his house. I wasn't willing to come down on the commission rate that I charged, right? They wanted it for next to nothing. And I didn't get the second piece of business. But do you see how business could multiply? Right. So that's what you have to do in this market. You really have to prospect. Now's the time to go to the basics to grow your business. And if you never learned the basics, it's almost like everybody went into real estate and nobody went to boot camp, right? If you now, it's like, say to yourself, okay, I don't know shit. I know some stuff about real estate, which is good, right? You've been out there, you've sold a few houses, but now you gotta. So it's not the selling of the houses that's the problem. It's the getting of the business that's the problem. And business is not flowing. So now you got to go and get business, right? So you got to go back to the basics. This is the time. What is the basics? Push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, basics, right? Basics of working out. There's basic things to life. Right? Just go back to basics, right? The basics in real estate is cold calling, prospecting, reaching out to people, talking to people. Real estate is a contact sport, and you have to go out there, shake hands, kiss babies, and learn how to be around more people, okay? Because you can have a successful career if you do the hard work. So just remember, slow and steady. You know, one time I talked to a realtor who was older than me, and I asked her, I said, hey, can I ask you a question? How much money did you make your best years? And the person told me, well, I made $300,000, and then I made $300,000 again. I was like, wow, that's crazy. And this was after taxes. Okay, great. What did you do with the money? Well, I got a bigger house. I had nicer cars, paid for the kids to go to college, and great. And then what happened? Well, then my business dropped. Wait, what? Did the market change? No, my business just changed. Okay, what changed in your business? My business dropped. It went from 300 to 200 to 100, and it stayed about 100 or less, right around there, 85. And I said, whoa, what happened with the things that you bought? Well, she said, well, I paid for the kids' college. I got really nice cars. I have my home, right? There's equity in that. And I said, well, did you ever take that money and buy real estate? Did you ever secure it against an asset other than your personal residence? And she said, no. While she was living a great life, it was a good life. It wasn't a greater life, because if you think about it, each time, let's say you make your best years of making $300,000 or more. Now, let's say you have three of those years, like an athlete has their peak years, right? So let's say you have three of those peak years, and then you take that money and you just go and spend it on nice things. Some of them is valuable, like a nice big house, but it's not like things that assets that are pushing out cash flow, right? So imagine if you took the first 200, you bought $1 million building, the second 200 bought $1 million building. Now, when it's time to retire, you have cash flow from, we'll say, 8 units, okay? And that's what you have to consider when you're in real estate. It's a long-term game. Building slow and building steady is what you should be going after. Just be smart about it, right? Realize where you are. Realize where you want to go. Work your ass off to go in that direction. But also, don't be foolish. Don't think you're going to be the greatest realtor in the world if that's not on your thing. If you just got in to make some money, to live comfortable, to have freedom, then why don't you build the freedom by doing the right things with the money that you make? Okay, that's what I would say about that, right? So hard work, building it slow. Be willing to step outside your comfort zones. Take risks that can make you grow. This way you can improve yourself and discover what you are capable of. You know, as I think back to my upbringing and my childhood and just the way I was raised, you know, it's not as common of a story as I hear usually. I was born in Armenia, raised in Uzbekistan. My mother passed when I was 9 years old. And then I moved to Brighton, Massachusetts, right? Brighton, Boston. Then I went to Arlington and I got to see all these people that were super wealthy, that were second and third and fourth generation wealthy. And I was like, man, I cannot believe this, because we were living on housing. And it's crazy how most people have no idea how far ahead you are if you have been here for multiple generations. Now, what I'm saying is, you now know you can continue to grow your generation, or you can start the way we started and outpace some generations and still grow and change your family tree, which would be absolutely amazing for you. So you can use this career, right? Real estate, I always joke, it's kind of like a business disguised. It's like real estate's like a business that's really personal development disguised in real estate sales. Because if you want to be successful and you want to continue growing, the hardest thing you have to work on is yourself and your mindset. You have to go to these seminars. We've been to so many seminars, and I wish we would continue going to more. And we still go. You got to stay hungry. We go to seminars all the time. You got to stay hungry. You got to learn from people. You got to take chances with your life. You got to just constantly improve yourself. If you think, when I was a child, early in my teens, I was a G. I mean, you can literally put me side by side with 17-year-old me, and we are not, like, we're just some partly the same, but the intentions and the personality and the person is mostly different. So you can transform yourself in so many ways to become better, smarter. In turn, it'll help you make more money, create more opportunities for your life, your family, whatever it is that you want to do. So read, study, learn, go to seminars. Be willing to step outside your comfort zone. Go after it. Do things that are uncomfortable, right? I was working as an auto body technician at one point in my life. I was, you know, like working as a barber at one point in my life. You know what I mean? I was selling illegal substances at one point in my life when I was younger, right? But if you take chances and you change careers and you progress forward, what you're going to find is you might be able to be successful, right? So you have to continue to keep on growing. You have to continue to keep pushing yourself, because that's how you realize that you're more capable. And push yourself physically, push yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Continue to grow, because you are your best investment, right? And outside of money, true happiness really does come from within, and peace of mind comes from within. And that can be cultivated with work and proper dedication and some loneliness and some self-reflection. And you have to do the work, okay? Okay, good luck. You can have a consistent, predictable business for your real estate and your business. Just remember, focus on the basics, prospecting, marketing, working on yourself, right? And just remember one thing. If you give up, you'll never know how far you can actually grow. And sometimes it takes longer than you expected it, but when you get it, you'll still be happy that you got there. Good luck. If you want to join our team, or actually if you, not even if you want to join our team, if you like this podcast and you think that it's helping you and it's making you think a little different, act a little better, go ahead and like, subscribe, and share. I am honestly not, well, I'm marketing on some of my social media, but I'm really not marketing this podcast. And if you like it, share it, comment. I'll probably read it. And when it gets too big, then I won't. LOL. Just kidding. I hope it helped. And I hope you have an awesome time listening to this. But just remember, I'm pretty amazed at how far, how many times I've been able to change, and how far my life has changed, and how many times you can pivot and adjust and rise from failures over and over and become better and become better and become better. But it doesn't happen overnight. Okay, that could be a 5, a 10, or a 15 year or 20 year journey. And that's okay, right? That's how growth happens. Good luck.